lift and elevation in your life above your trials and your traumas. That's right, girl, praise it. You got a praise on the inside. Don't ever let the devil knock it out of you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Abrahamic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 8.
Notice when a baby is born, usually the breech baby is not right when the feet come out first. When the baby is born, the head should be the crown. To you, it looks upside down, but to God is right side up. When the head comes out first, not the feet. In our world, we want them to walk before they think. But God says, I want your head. If your head can get out, everything else will follow. You can be in jail, but if you get your head out, you'll never go back. You can be in trials, but if you get your head out. You want to be free with your feet. Got shackles on my feet. No, don't worry about the feet. Get the head out. The feet will follow. God has always had it right. We're trying to catch up with God. Can somebody say it to me? Get your head out. Make it normal in your mind. Then we perform. Church has always thrown mics to people who have talent. Even the gift of gab without going through these steps. That's why the first trial knocked you out. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man sowing seed. Some seed fell by the wayside. Woo, Jesus. And I'm the great sower of seed every week. Reaching into my satchel. And throwing it out in the field. Believing God that somebody has the right kind of soil. I know some falls by the wayside, but do you have any good soil in your heart? Have you worshiped enough? Have you gotten your heart right before the Lord that when the seed is sown, it falls in the good ground? You're not expecting me to live your Christian life for you. I'm giving you the word. What you gonna do with it? Jesus said some seed fell by the wayside and then some seed fell among thorns. Trying to receive it while still locked up in the curse. Barbed wire keeping you from praising, but you're trying to receive the word. You got to break the cycle. Glory to God. Get yourself into a place where you are able to cultivate the soil so you can receive the word of God. Unforgiveness is hard soil. That's why you should pray before you get here. Glory to God. And we need ushers that can screen you out. We're serving a covenant-keeping God. When they shake your hand, there's something about the power that's on their life that starts challenging your bad attitude. That's why we need Holy Ghost, not throwbacks. We need Holy Ghost field greeters and ushers. I said that can screen it. It makes it easier for me. I don't have to break through all of this fallow ground when I'm trying to preach. The person that greeted you when you came in was so sanctified that the enemies of their soul, the evil, had to flee. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Glory to God. You ever felt the witness in your spirit? I feel the witness. Somebody's catching this word. Some seed fell among thorns. Some seed fell by the wayside. Some seed fell among thorns. Some seed fell in stony places. Heart soil just wasn't right. But then some seed fell among good ground. And I can feel it today. Open up your heart soil for the word of God. You didn't come here by accident. By happenstance. God brought you here today. He's concerned about you. He's a covenant. I'm here to remind somebody that God is a covenant-keeping God. He's going to keep his covenant not only to you, but to your children, to your successive generations. Come on, receive that in Jesus' name. Didn't the man say, bless your children? The man last week said, bless your children. Step out on your porch, stretch forth your hands, and bless them. The covenant is tied to them too. They may not even be walking with God right now, but be better than that. Bless them anyway. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Like every good covenant, it started out good. But in the garden, Adam and Eve messed up. Then Noah came along. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Look at that baby. Ain't he all right? Preach, Bishop. Preach. They won't say it, but I'll say it. Yeah, come on, give God praise. The baby. Come on, out of the mouth of babes come perfect praise. Man, I was raised in a church where we had babies crying in the church. Glory to God. Babies crying. It makes me life is here. Glory to God. I want to talk to you about some prophetic promise. Prophetic promise. Prophetic promises. Number one, God will always be our safe refuge. I say he will always be our safe refuge. You can always run to Jesus. I love this song we first started church. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I like the 46th Psalm, one of my greatest. God is our refuge and our strength. He's our protection. Are very present in real time help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. God will always be our safe refuge. Number two, God will save us from evil and our enemies. There's a difference between evil and enemy. Enemies are usually people. That's your enemies. And you should know your enemies. Sometimes you don't know them. They are hidden. But God will allow them to be revealed. I'll tell you one thing, enemy can't stand to see you blessed. When you get blessed, you'll know your enemies. They won't ever call you. You'll have to call them. People that can't celebrate your blessing are not friends. I don't care what you say in your heart. They have to be able to celebrate you. Guess what? You always celebrate. When you see them blessed, you're the first. Oh, that's so good. Why can't it be reciprocated? You need to understand, people don't have the right heart towards you. And it's all right. We're not going to give them TV time. God says, I'll make it good for you. I will always save you from your enemies. But he also says, I'll save you from evil. And evil is the spirit that's on your enemy. And the reason why he needs to save you from evil is because you don't want that spirit to jump on you. It will leapfrog from your enemy to you. They'll mistreat you and then all of a sudden you got unforgiveness and retaliation. That's how he ties you to it. I'm not going to let the enemy tie me to anything negative. Glory to God. Get it out of me. That's what I'm constantly get it. Anytime I start feeling some kind of way, especially if the enemy wants me to feel jealous, I would rather bless the person before I walk around in jealousy, because I know jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Solomon said, if jealousy is with you, it's just like somebody being locked in a casket. Once jealousy grips you, you will never escape the vault. You got to see it for what it is. It will lock you up in that vault for the rest of your life. So what you do is send them a blessing so you'll never get locked up in the vault. God will save us from evil and from our enemies. Number three, he will strengthen and encourage us. He will strengthen and encourage us. You got to expect the strength and the encouragement to come. It comes through covenant relationships. Strength and encouragement. And I decree strength and encourage. Don't you ever give up the next time you get tired. That's what the enemy wants. The evil in the land is for you to say, I'm so tired, I give up. No, you take a deep breath and wait for 24 hours. You'll see strength come back. Because once you come to the end of yourself, now God can pull faith out of you. If you can do it, you don't need faith. But when you come to the end of yourself, God pulls faith out of you, and faith has a creative power. By faith, the earth was framed. By faith, the elders obtain a good report. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For through it, the elders obtain a good report. And if you want people to speak about you from generations to come, you got to be stronger than this thing that's trying to hinder you. And only faith can take you there. Faith in what? Faith needs an object. You need faith in God. Put your faith in God. Faith needs an object. You don't have faith in faith. Put your faith in God. Glory to God. Faith will always make you speak the end result. Jesus comes to a fig tree. He desires to eat from the tree, but the tree is barren. What does he say? Thou shalt not produce any fruit anymore. What he did is spoke the end result to the tree. And God, when you come to the end of yourself, now you can start working in faith. When you're barren, now you can start working in faith. Start speaking the end result, and you'll see the manifestation of the kingdom coming out of you. People don't know what to do with the lack of strength. God will strengthen you, but speak the end result. I decree and declare strength is coming to me now. Focus is coming back to me. Encouragement is coming to me. Glory. Never make a decision when you're discouraged. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but it's going to somebody. Number four, God will sanctify us through and through, from the inside out. Old time religion has told us that we need to be sanctified from the outside in. Using the scripture, don't let your good be evil spoken of. But what God does is sanctify us through and through, or from the inside out. He changes minds, changes lives by reforming minds. He changes your outside by reforming how you think on the inside. Your present action is tied to the way you think. So if I can change the way you think, I can change your behavior. And if I can change your behavior, I can change your end result. And if I can change your end result, you will step into prosperity. Old time church tried to change the end result, but you didn't change thinking. We must have to deal with the mind in the way we think. And once that changes, you'll see everything follow. Glory to God. Even the prodigal son said, I got to get home. The Bible said while in the hog pen, he said to himself, I must go home. I got to get back to my father's house. I'm desiring the husk that the hogs eat. You mean to tell me you can drop that low when you leave home? That low where you desire what hogs eat? Man, I was riding, the sun was going, a beautiful sunset yesterday, but I was heading to the east, and I happened to look to my right and saw this big black hog coming off of Valkyria Road. I said, my God, if I wasn't paying attention, he could have ran right in front of my car, and I guarantee it would have damaged my vehicle. But thank God I had my eye on the hog. That beast has done more damage to people, man, than you ever could imagine. Don't let the hog get you. Come on, you're greater than the swine. You're greater than, I know you like barbecue reels, but you're greater than the swine. Don't let the swine. How you gonna get with that animal? It's unclean. According to the law of Moses, I don't want to get ahead of myself because I like my barbecue ribs as well, but it's unclean. It will eat anything. It doesn't sweat. I know you like the barbecue rib, but it doesn't sweat. We sweat and we release toxins. It doesn't sweat. The hog man out on the Cape used to bring his pit bulls out there, and they allowed the hog man years ago to hunt the hogs. And he came back to the squad bay one time crying. What's wrong? My female pit bull, she was vicious. She took off after this big hog and she grabbed it. When I got there, the hog had tusks and had ripped her from her hip all the way up into her shoulder. Her guts was hanging out and she still was holding on to it. But it had given her a mortal wound. That's a tough beast. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The hog man was crying because when he got there, she was still holding on to his ear, but he had ripped her up like that. Still fighting. We like the ribs, but don't let the swine get you. Unclean. Don't let the unclean get you. Glory to God. God wants to save you from the inside out. That's like trying to wash a hog and you put him on a nice tuxedo and think he won't go back to the mud. You have to change his mind and his nature. Am I making sense? Here's another one. I think it's number 5. Am I on number 5? He will hear you and answer your humble cries according to the covenant. God will hear you when you cry. Specifically, he's spoken to me. I heard her when she cried to me. That's why the enemy don't want you to cry out. He likes pride to block you in. I'll say, praise God, people still reclining. They don't understand that your praise has fuel power to get you off the launching pad. You've been sitting there way too long, but your praise is like power boosters. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! If you start praising God, you'll start seeing lift and elevation in your life above your trials and your traumas. That's right, girl, praise it. You got a praise on the inside. Don't ever let the devil knock it out of you. Glory to God. Why be cast down, David said, talking to himself. Why be cast down, oh my soul? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise you. How many of you got a yet praise? I will yet praise you in the good times and the bad. I'm going to praise you when I'm on the mountaintop. I'm going to praise you when I'm in the valley. I'm going to praise you for simple things. I always say it. I'm going to praise for Q-tips. I'm going to praise you for toilet tissue. I'm going to praise you for AC. I'm going to praise you for my carpet. I'm going to even praise you for my tears. I'm going to praise you for my instrument. I'm going to praise you for the fact that you gave me a good mind. I thank you that I came out of trouble. You helped me, God. I'm going to give you the glory. I'm going to clap my hands and shout hallelujah. I'm going to bless you anyway. You've been so good to me. I thank him for the good days, the bad days. I had some hills to climb and I had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, my good days outweigh my bad days. I'm not going to complain. Don't you complain at all this week. You find something to give God glory for. You praise him for everything. You praise him for the things you see and can't see because he's been good. If you got nothing else to praise him for, thank him for Jesus. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. He's been good all the way to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone. Give God the glory for all that he's done. Thank him for your potential. Thank him for your capacity. Thank him for your church. You ain't got nothing to praise him for. Thank him for your bishop that's pouring out seed. Thank him for your husband and your daughter. Thank him for your son and your wife. Give God the glory to praise. Thank him for your career. Thank him that you have a good mind. Thank him that he brought you out. Watch this. If you didn't praise him, you would have lost your mind. The devil didn't want you to praise God. He tried to hinder you last week, but he should have killed you because you're in the house now. Give him the glory. Woo. Come Come on, I just can't stop praising his name. That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on, Ricketts. That's it. Get lost. Get lost. Get lost yesterday. Get lost doubt. Get lost and find yourself in worship. Ooh, look at that freedom. Look at that freedom. Look at that freedom. Come on, breakthrough is in the house. Breakthrough. He's a covenant keeping God. Open your mouth and give God the glory. No music. Come on, let's give him praise. No music. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Take your seat for a moment. Not only will he hear and answer your humble cry, but he will grant us mercy and forgiveness. It's a part of the covenant. Say, I am forgiven in Jesus' name. We like that song, Your Grace and Mercy Has Brought Us Through. I got to give you praise because it is you that brought me through. And I'm going to praise and thank you too. For your grace and mercy has brought us through. Another thing that you need to know about the covenant is that God gives us his peace. And I pronounce peace in the midst of your storm. Some of you are way too perplexed. You don't know covenant. You got the trust, the annuity. You got the trust, the covenant. Glory to God. Check on it, but trust it. Another thing you need to understand is that God will bless us and make us a blessing. I'm going to get in it when I deal with Abraham because I won't be able to finish it. But he's going to bless you and make you a blessing. Glory to God. I preached on Wednesday night. I don't know what came over me, but God told me to tell you that this is the month of manifestation. I know you just stumbled in the house of God, but you've also stepped into a month where God is about to show you that what was encoded in the darkness, in the unseen, is going to be visible this month. Send out a praise for that right now and receive it. The caravans are on their way. Truckloads of blessing. Angels are unpacking the blessing. I said angels are unpacking the blessing. The things that were locked up in vaults are starting to be released. Good God from Zion. You didn't lose anything. The devil just had it stored. But God has located the blessing. And he's opening the vaults for the release. I don't know why you wouldn't praise and serve a God like this. His credit is so good, I can praise him in advance for the things that he's doing in my life.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at The Word of Truth at truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Abrahamic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-1311. That's reference number 2203-1311.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Summer is winding down and the Back to School Bash will take place on Saturday, July 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will distribute school supplies to students enrolled in kindergarten through 12th grade. Backpacks, pencils, markers, notebooks, and more supplies can be dropped off in the Christian Education Department. And if you would like to volunteer to assist with this event, please email ced@truthreveal.org. Truth Reveal, in partnership with MeloCare, will host a CPR first aid training for youth ages 8 to 17 on Sunday, July 31st, from 8 to 11 a.m. Registration is limited. Helps Community Initiatives will sponsor the first 25 children who register by July 24th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details and log on to our website to register.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.